Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Lithuania aligns itself with the statement of on behalf of the European Union. I would like to make the following remarks in my national capacity. As we witness new and recurring armed conflicts, as well as natural disasters, we share the concern of the High Commissioner regarding the increased need for humanitarian assistance to refugees, asylum seekers, and internally displaced persons. We highly value the worldwide activities of UNHCR in safeguarding the rights and well-being of all refugees. And we thank the High Commissioner for the leadership. Lithuania is a strong supporter of UNHCR work and implementation of its mandate in responding to the many complex challenges, including the Russian aggression against Ukraine. UNHCR can count on our continued cooperation. Madam Chairperson, since the beginning of Russia's war against Ukraine, almost 85,000 Ukrainians, 35% of them children, have already received shelter in Lithuania. Currently, there are over 55,000 temporary resident permits issued to Ukrainian refugees in Lithuania. These persons benefit from access to accommodation or means to obtain housing, healthcare, education, and access to the labor market. The aftermath of the war will have a long-term consequences for the people and for the security and natural environment, not only in Ukraine, but also worldwide. In this context, the international community must unite to take all measures to stop the cause of human suffering, that is, to stop Russia's brutal war. We urge for immediate and unimpeded access for UNHCR and other mandated international bodies to all Ukrainian refugees.